Audio GC2.
Welcome back, learners. Today we are exploring the financial heart of the Gulf. Whether you are in Riyadh, Dubai, Doha, or Muscat, you are standing on a bedrock of financial stability. But do you know why your money here is so stable? Or how the decisions made in a marble building miles away affect your rent check?
It is a fascinating system. Today we connect the macroeconomics of the Gulf to your microeconomics. We will explain the role of the central banks, the currency peg, and then dive deep into how to use current accounts, savings accounts, and digital banking to survive and thrive as an expat or local resident.
Let us start with the guardians of wealth, the central banks, like SAMA in Saudi Arabia, or the CBUAE in the Emirates. Their most famous policy is the currency peg. Almost all GCC currencies are locked to the US dollar. For example, 3.67 dirhams always equals $1. 3.75 rials always equals $1. This does not happen by magic. The central banks hold massive reserves of oil revenue and foreign assets to defend this rate. This gives you, the learner, incredible stability. You do not have to worry about your salary losing half its value overnight.
However, this stability comes with a catch. Because our currencies are married to the dollar, our interest rates must follow the American Federal Reserve. When interest rates go up in America to fight inflation there, rates go up here in the Gulf, even if we do not need them to. This affects you directly. If the U.S. raises rates, your car loan in Dubai or your mortgage in Doha becomes more expensive almost instantly. It is the price we pay for a stable currency.
Now let us move from the central bank to asterisk Yorjnek's bank. To live here, you need a bank account. The most essential one is the current account. This is the engine of your daily life. It is where your company will transfer your salary using the Wage Protection System, or WPHS. This account usually does not pay interest, but it gives you the most powerful tool in the Gulf, the checkbook.
We cannot stress this enough. The checkbook is vital. In many parts of the world, checks are dead. Here, they are alive and ruling the rental market. Most landlords require you to pay rent in 1, 2, or 4 post-dated checks. You sign them today, but they are dated for the future. You must ensure the money is in your current account on those specific dates. If a check bounces because of insufficient funds, it is a serious legal matter. It can lead to police cases, travel bans, and a ruined credit score. Treat every check you sign like a contract carved in stone.
For saving money, you need a separate savings account. In Islamic banking, which is huge here, this is often called a mudaraba account. Instead of interest, which is forbidden, the bank invests your money and shares the profit with you. These accounts are great for your emergency fund. They usually come with a debit card, but be careful. Some savings accounts limit how many times you can withdraw cash per month.
But who wants to visit a branch? The Gulf is a global leader in digital banking. Apps like STC Pay in Saudi or the various neobanks in the UAE allow you to do everything from your phone. You can pay your electricity bills, pay for your parking, and send money to your family back home instantly. In Saudi Arabia, the Sharia system allows instant local transfers. In the UAE, the instant payment platform does the same. If you are not using these apps, you are wasting hours of your life standing in queues.
Now, let us talk about the credit card. Banks here are very aggressive in selling them. They offer incredible perks, free flights, airport lounge access, and buy one, get one free movie tickets. It sounds amazing. But remember, the profit rates on these cards are extremely high. They often charge over 3% per month for unpaid balances. If you only pay the minimum balance, you will fall into a debt spiral that can keep you financial stuck. Use the card responsibly and enjoy the access to the perks, such as airport lounges, but make sure to pay the full balance on the due date to ensure you are not being hit with the high interest payments.
If you have serious savings, look at a fixed deposit or Wakala deposit. You lock your money away for a year or two, and the bank gives you a much higher profit rate. This is one of the safest ways to beat inflation. Just make sure you do not need that cash for an emergency, as breaking the deposit early comes with penalties.
Now, a warning about bureaucracy. To open these accounts, you must satisfy the KYC, Know Your Customer, rules. You need your passport, your residence visa, and your national ID, like the Emirates ID or Ikama. You will also likely need a salary certificate from your employer to prove where your money comes from. And here is a pro tip. If you change jobs, your bank might temporarily freeze your account until you provide a new salary certificate. Always have a little cash set aside for that transition period.
One final crucial point, dormancy. If you leave the country for a long holiday or just stop using an account, the bank will mark an account inactive after 12 months of no activity, and it gets labeled dormant after 24 to 36 months depending on the country. It's important to check with your bank what the rules around this are. Reactivating it is a painful process that requires visiting a branch in person. So even if you have a secondary account, make a small transaction, buy a coffee, or transfer 10 reals every few months to keep it alive.
Let us summarize the pros and cons of banking in the Gulf. Pros. 1. Stability. The currency peg protects your savings. 2. Tech. The apps are world-class and fast. 3. Rewards. Credit cards offer luxury perks. Cons. 1. Check laws. Mistakes can be legal trouble. 2. Freeze risk. Changing jobs can lock your funds temporarily. 3. Fees. Falling below the minimum balance triggers monthly fines.
So here is your action plan. Open a current account for your rent checks. Open a savings account for your emergency fund. Download your bank's app immediately. And never, ever sign a check without the money to back it up.
The system is powerful and stable. Respect the rules, and it will serve you well.
See you in the next lesson.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.